Try it today.
The White House is waving the white flag when it comes to the public option on health care. Or are they? What about the idea of a co-op? Ooh, that would take a long time to implement, even if it came about. The debate rages on health care. What else is new? And by the way, some fun facts that we'll throw at you. $56 million, that's what's being thrown out there on the tube to promote, yeah, just say yes to this whole health care thing. We need national health care. Just $9 million on the other side. Yet, we find out that conservatives now outnumber liberals in all 50 states. Are you surprised? I gotta be honest, I was kind of surprised by that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy as always to be the captain of this ship as we steer you all over the map, including this one. I was stunned when I saw this number, and I've been doing some checking. 60,000 people and counting have canceled their AARP memberships. Think about it. What an easy layup business. You hit a certain age, you get the card because you like the benefits, it doesn't cost all that much. Now you're furious that you heard the president say AARP is on board, so you've decided to say the hell with this. I'm ripping up my card. You know, of all of the cancellations that I've ever heard of, this, first of all, was very quick to the trigger to ignite all the people to say, I'm not going to carry this card anymore. And the amount, I'm so stunned by the amount. Power to the people. Seniors don't want to be shoved aside. Having said that, I was cruising the cable stations and I saw an interesting snippet of an interview with the senior VP of Government Relations and Advocacy for the AARP on one of the Fox shows, and he had an interesting take. First of all, he said they're not endorsing the specific bills on health care reform the way they are now, but didn't rule it out, you know, especially health bill, basically, 3200, the end of life that's in there and the other things that are squeezed into this ridiculous bill that in its current form wouldn't be passed anyway. But here's what he had to say.
We have made no decision about endorsement. We're not at a stage where we can endorse a bill. You've got three separate bills in the House. We still have to reconcile bills in the Senate, assuming the Finance Committee can actually get an agreement. So we're not quite there yet. We're watching things closely. We're having a good discussion with our members over this month, and we're all learning a lot. The fact about this is that it has been wildly blown out of proportion. It is an unfortunate casualty of a lot of the hype and the mythology that's gone on around health reform. This is something that people, having advanced directives and things of that nature, is something that we would recommend for anybody, whether you're 30 or 40. It doesn't matter whether you're 65. It's just an unfortunate thing, but we shouldn't let things like that stand in the way of the broader imperative of trying to get health reform done.
All right, I agree that there should be some tweaking of health care, but do I think we should have a nationalized health care policy? The more we investigate here on this show and in other corners of the world, other TV anchors, other producers, other radio shows, other big-time newspapers with researchers, the more we start to uncover, man, this does not sound like a good deal for anyone across the board. You look at Social Security, bankrupt. Since I've been 16 years old, they've been taking money out of my check for Social Security, and I'll probably never see any of it. Some of you listening won't see any of it either. Medicare, you look at Medicare, bankrupt, really. I mean, going in the opposite direction. Of course, so many seniors count on it, but look at where it's at. So do you want the government completely involved in your health decisions? The way things are going now, look at the stimulus. $787 billion for a stimulus. An economy dying on the vine. Today, the Dow dropped 180 points. Talk about a crash down to earth. 75% say the stimulus, 75% of Americans say the stimulus is not working. That was the giant headline that I saw today when I was running and looked over at the USA Today newspaper. I'm running because I got to make sure that I'm in good health, because who knows what the health care situation is going to look like by the time this tug of war is over. So as always, you can throw in your two cents. Do you have an AARP membership, and are you thinking about canceling it? 800-259-5791. Here's the other big shocker, and this, again, to me, points out why I'm for small government, and I think many of you are for small government, too. The reason is, we live in such a great country, don't we? Freedom of speech, you got to love it. This whole swine flu thing, right? So we're told this vaccination is so important. Pregnant women get it first, then children. Well, now, of course, you're going to have children in line first. Why? Because this H1N1 flu virus, which is supposed to make the big comeback, that's when people get the flu in the fall, right? They were supposed to have 120 million doses of the vaccine ready by mid-October. Now it's going to be more like 45 million. And they say you need two doses to be effective with this. Not just one shot. You got to get two shots. So this is going to be much smaller, this so-called blanket of protection. How crazy is that? And this is just 2 weeks, by the way, into testing the vaccine to see if it's actually safe. So now there's going to be even fewer shots available in the fall. So there's going to be this national vaccine program. But yet, geez, sorry, you're plumb out of luck unless you're 6, 7 years old and you're a kid. And, of course, I think if the vaccine proves to be effective, of course, the children who are in school should get it. But is that going to cover everybody? And the answer is no. And it could be even less than that amount. They don't even know for sure. They're saying probably. That doesn't bode well. 45 million? And then what's happening is they're going to parcel it out. So it's not like, boom, here's the 45 million. And how do you decide? Well, geez, New York, do they get a little bit more? Might have a little bit of shortage in Texas. Let's look at the dots on the map. Where did we see it bubble up the worst? And so, you know, with children, of course, they excrete more of the virus, as my doctor told me. That's the whole idea. We were talking about the idea of the swine flu. And you know, with their hands and touching the railings and everything else, they distribute this virus. So, of course, the kids have to get it. But here we go once again. This was what we were told. Here's what the actual delivery process is going to be. You decide if you want your health care to be completely decided by your government. And then we come to the name calling of the people that are at the town hall meetings. Yes, do I think there should be more discussion and less screaming? Of course. It'd be great to have more discussion because then people can get their questions answered. Some of the people that actually were pretty calm, they went to the Arlen Specter meeting, the senator from Pennsylvania, have been just dragged through the mud on all kinds of shows and stuff as loonies, nutballs, plants, everything else. Turns out one was just a housewife, and she truly was just a housewife. She was not a plant. She wasn't given questions. She got a postcard in the mail from Arlen Specter, as did many of the others, and decided she should go. Another guy was a pastor. Another guy was a computer engineer. So people have to get the facts a little bit straight. When they talk about stuff being blown out of proportion, I think it's really on both ends, right? Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. Easy for me to say. Is it bogus or should we kill it? That's next on ATN.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. www.thewhitehouse.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
Speaking of bad to the bone, I was going to save this for later in the show, but I think we'll roll it out now. I was kind of surprised, I have to be honest, when I saw the list of Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, how could you avoid it? It was all over the place because Tom DeLay is the former, of course, majority House leader for the Republicans, is going to be dancing with the stars. Yeah. How do you think he does, Tom DeLay? And there's Michael Irvin who's going to be, the former cowboy is going to be involved in this one. Donny Osmond is going to be involved in this. A bunch of other D-list kind of celebrities. What in the world possessed a guy like Tom DeLay to decide, you know what, the right move for me? Because, hey, lots of people do watch Dancing with the Stars, so you do get publicity. But the flip side of that coin is, unless you're a pretty decent dancer or you can fake it or you got something else going on, you look ridiculous. So this guy is going to be competing with Kathy Ireland, and Michael Irvin is the other guy I mentioned, and Osmond and whatnot. And you have to just question, what, Tom, is the motivation behind doing this? As a former House Majority Leader, a politician, you know, I know that they like to dance the two-step, the Potomac two-step, meaning the avoiding thing and play the political game. But on an actual dance floor, are you kidding? So in the ninth season, he's one of the guys that's on the list for this show. I saw somewhere where the odds for Tom DeLay to win this, 100-1. 100-1. I don't know, is that harsh? Or do you think he has any outside chance at all of not being the first guy kicked off. One thing that could help him, if the country is now full of more conservatives than liberals, perhaps they'll burn up the phone lines because they have nothing better to do than watch Dancing with the Stars and save him for a couple of weeks. Or maybe there's something we don't know about Tom DeLay, perhaps, and maybe he'll beat Kelly Osbourne and singer Macy Gray and some of the others that are scheduled to be on this one. Oh, my. It starts September 21st. September 21st. So look for that. Just because he's on, I have to say, I know I'm going to watch at least the first one so we can track Tom. Matt, what do you think of Tom DeLay deciding to dance with the stars?
Not too familiar with Tom DeLay. So I don't know how he's going to hold up against all the young females and male, you know, athletes and entertainers who a lot of them have either an athletic or a dancing background already, you know. So I don't know how it's going to work out.
No, you got Chuck Liddell who's going to be there. Liddell is going to be there. You've got the Olympic swimmer Natalie Coughlin's going to be part of this.
Like,
so you're right. You have
the,
some
the
athletes.
The only one who isn't an athlete other than Tom DeLay is what, Kathy Ireland and then the Joanna Krupa, but they're both models. So
they have to be in decent shape because
right.
They're former models. And they would probably, they
or
could
Osbourne,
have some dance.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't
Crazy.
Know. I, he might do all right. Maybe gets the senior vote. All those people ripped up their AARP cards.
That's what I'm saying. Seniors, if you liked Tom DeLay when he was a politician, burn up the phone lines. And I have a feeling. It's just like one year they had Master P on, and he was awful. He had two lead feet. Hey, but people did know Master P. In the case of Tom DeLay, you would know if you follow politics closely, but it just seems so odd that he's in this mix, other than maybe he's got a book coming out that I'm not aware of, and because so many people watch it, you do get publicity. At least in the beginning, I think the first week they don't even kick anyone off. So, but it can be ugly if you have two left feet. I think it's, man, it takes a lot of cojones, let's say, to get out there and do it because you've got 20 million people or more watching the show.
Definitely seems like an odd pick, though, as far as, like, if you're going to go that route, you know, get somebody from the political realm, why him? You know,
right, because there's so many other people. Mm-mm. There's so many other people you could go with, unless just somehow he was in touch with somebody that was familiar with the show and maybe
knows a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, that's how what happens, and perhaps there was some kind of a connection where it fell into his lap and it made sense for him. But wow, I don't know, what chances do any of you give Tom DeLay in Dancing with the Stars? Is 100-to-1 odds just a little bit too harsh? Of course, we're talking about serious things like healthcare reform, and as I mentioned, the AARP membership, 60,000 people turning in their cards. And this just happened because these town hall meetings really started in July and the tail end of July and have heated up in the last couple of weeks. People furious, seniors furious, and I don't blame you. So with all the name calling and saying that it's AstroTurf and it's idiots and fearmongers and plants and all that other sort of stuff, and then you come to find out when you dig around a little bit, yeah, there might be one or two people or a busload of Acorn people, which, of course, is the other side, who were trucked in. But for the most part, really, you get postcards to go to a meeting. You're concerned about health care because all you're hearing is that it's, first of all, that was supposed to be rushed through by August 1st. So that scares you, and you decide, well, you know, maybe I better pay closer attention to this. And then you get ripped to shreds, and it turns out you had nothing to do with being a plant. You were just somebody that showed up at the meeting because you were concerned, right? Here was a story that caught me off guard. I don't know why I didn't think of this, but I guess because would you think that our money carries cases, you know, traces rather of cocaine? Could be cases of cocaine too. But I was stunned by this. Do you know that with the circulation, right, how you figure ATMs and all that stuff. Do you know how much of our money is tainted with traces of cocaine? Would you be stunned if I told you? You're listening to me in Iowa. You're driving down the road right now. Pay close attention. 90% of our paper money circulating in U.S. cities has traces of coke. Now, why is this? Is the drug industry that big? Is the money going back and forth that much? We're talking about, like, a tiny little bit. I mean, we're not talking about dripping in coke. But I was just stunned when I heard that. And Salt Lake City and Toronto, two of the highest amounts on those bills. Crazy. Hey, coming up in our next segment, I said we were going to talk to Ronald Lewis and we were going to talk about the Federal Reserve. Should we kill the Federal Reserve? So we will do that in our next segment. Have no fear. Speaking of money, if you've been waiting for Ronald to come up, and I'm so interested in talking to him, of course, talking about the Dow and where the Dow is, and, of course, the dollar and what we're seeing. How often do I come on the show? And we've had financial people on, et cetera. And when you think of our debt being now carried by China, so much of it, they have so much of our treasury. So I'll be curious to hear his thoughts on the Federal Reserve. So back to the money thing with this 90%. Salt Lake City, as I said, was pretty high on the list. Here are the cities that tested the bills turned up testing positive for cocaine. Detroit, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, Orlando, Florida, Miami, Miami, I would figure. L.A., I would figure. 88% in Toronto, Canada, of the bills. 77% in Salt Lake City, Utah. This doesn't surprise me either. 75%, sorry if you're from Brazil, 20% from Tokyo. Man. And what is the source of this? They did research at the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth. And, you know, who knew? For years, haven't you been told to wash your hands after touching cash because it's dirty, dirty money? You know, the old expression, dirty money, and what it could carry in it. But who knew that there were little tiny traces of coke in that money? So what they did in this study that was published in the Southern Medical Journal, they tested bills and you know, figured out what was on the bills, and that's where they saw those trace amounts. So, I mean, is that going to get you trashed on cocaine with the tiny traces? Well, absolutely not. It's just an interesting, bizarre fact, I think. Except for, I don't know, you're a bank teller, you're working with cash counting machines in a basement. Maybe there's coke dust around the machines. You breathe in the cocaine, it gets into your system. You test positive for cocaine. That would be upsetting, wouldn't it? Coming up on the flip side, the Federal Reserve. Do we need it? Let's find out on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning buying a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is perfect for America tonight. Let's have a discussion about the Federal Reserve and do we need it? Ronald Lewis wrote a book. I love the title. Stick it to the man. Should we kill the Federal Reserve? I think it's a very valid question these days. Ronald, thanks for coming on America tonight.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here.
First of all, like with that book title, man, you know, it's all about the title. Somebody the other day was telling me this. I'm doing a book and they said, okay, you gotta have good content, but you gotta have a great title. You have a great title. Stick it to the man. How'd you come up with that? Because you think we're getting stuck?
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, we are getting screwed. We've been getting screwed for decades in America. Ironically, the title was created by the publisher, and I was brought on to write the book. This is back in December of 2008. And I decided to write a piece about the Federal Reserve because I just thought it was very important to include that. And I'm very happy the book is out in stores now in the U.S. and Canada. And it's jam-packed with a lot of invaluable information that will help people during this economic downturn.
All right, so the Federal Reserve, do you think we should kill the Federal Reserve, and why or why not?
I believe very strongly that we should kill the Federal Reserve. It is my opinion that America lost its independence in 1913. Essentially, Congress sold out the American people in private to private bankers. And the Federal Reserve, since 1913, has destroyed 95% of the value of our dollar. And I don't think many Americans are aware of this fact. And Ron Paul has finally gained a lot of traction with his H.R. 1207 bill, which is to audit the Federal Reserve. However, even though that's a great accomplishment, I think our focus should be on abolishing the Federal Reserve. And I think after we accomplish that, we can then return America to its original promise, which is to be a nation of freedom, liberty, and happiness.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think a lot of people, Ronald, don't realize, and maybe they do, but, you know, you're going through your everyday life. You're not thinking about it. You're thinking about the money that's being printed. They don't even know how much money is being printed anymore if we want to talk about the devaluation of the dollar. But once, as you said, back in 1913, when it was all handed over to the bankers, that was the path we were going down, and the stage was set for the things that we see happening now to happen, don't you think?
I do. I think this has all been part of an agenda, again, over the past few decades to return control to the very few that have, for whatever reason, been addicted to controlling the world. And, of course, we've heard about the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission and all these guys who are just, I guess, addicted to control. And I think it's now time for us as human beings, as citizens, as global citizens, to wake up to what's going on behind closed doors. Right now we see that Bernanke is becoming very anxious to fight H.R. 1207 because of the notoriety that it has gained over these last few months, and especially the last few weeks. I think it's, again, a great development, and more people now, actually 75% of Americans support an audit of the Federal Reserve, and I think that's fabulous, but we still need to understand the history of the Fed and how it has contributed to the booms and busts that we've encountered over these last few decades, and especially now. The Federal Reserve has pumped trillions of dollars not only into our own economy but the world economy, and we don't know where that money is going, and we need to know who has received this money and what it has also and how it has contributed to the downturn of our economy and the global economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we should be able to audit their books, but of course we know the tightly held people that are holding the Federal Reserve close to their chest. They were talking about this transparency. You know, Obama's administration talks about transparency, and certainly that's not what they want at the Federal Reserve. It's very secretive, don't you think?
It's very secretive, and anything as secretive as the Federal Reserve should be questioned. Essentially, again, we have this private institution that has been outsourced the authority by Congress to control the issuance of our currency, the interest rates, and so on. And I think that's very dangerous. Right now, no one has the slightest clue of what they're doing because we don't really know. And so the Federal Reserve has overstepped its original authority, and it's now meddling in lots of affairs that it has no experience in. And I think that we're on a road to the collapse of our economy, the collapse of our dollar, and it's very frightening. And I'm very concerned about our future because we don't know what the Fed is doing, and we're only given lip service. And I'm also very disappointed that Tim Geithner is our Treasury secretary. And, you know, it's just we really need to start asking hard questions, and we need to put these guys' feet to the fire and get the questions answered that we deserve.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And as you mentioned, I'd say bravo to Ron Paul, too, for at least pushing that forward. And people, as you mentioned, the 75% say they want the audit, which is terrific. They want to know what's going on with the Federal Reserve. So at least now more people are starting to get it, and they're starting to get a clue about what's going on. But I think as long as we continue down this path, you're right, economically it's just a killer for us, and all the secrecy has to come away because we have to know what's there. And I think, frankly, I think we would be shocked by some of what we would learn, don't you?
I think so. I think if we succeed with an audit of the Federal Reserve, I think once that happens, everything's going to unravel. And I think we could potentially have an intellectual war against the Fed, against these other institutions that have been put in place by these private bankers and those in power. I think we could see not only collapse of the Federal Reserve, but even potentially the U.S. government. I think a revolution, again, I would like to call it a intellectual revolution, just might occur here in the next few years. And I think right now, given the secrecy of the Fed, I believe strongly that the state of our economy is a lot worse than we're being told. And Bernanke is very, very experienced at, again, giving the American people lip service. I think this recent town hall meeting that he did, and I think it was Missouri, is a load of garbage. He's essentially just trying to protect his position, and his veil of secrecy. But all that's going to come tumbling down at some point. It has to happen. And we're at the point that I think it will happen, but it's just a matter of time.
Do you think it's unconstitutional?
It's very unconstitutional because in the Constitution it strictly states that only Congress has the authority to do what the Federal Reserve is doing now. So just on that fact alone, there's no reason for debating whether the Federal Reserve is constitutional or not, because anyone can sit down and read the Constitution and see that there's nothing in the Constitution that says that such authority should be granted to a private institution. And this is what America needs to understand. This is in the Constitution. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. It has no constitutional authority to do what it's doing, what it's been doing since 1913.
Yeah, really. And what it's been doing is enslaving us.
Yeah, it's been enslaving us to imaginary debt. I mean, these guys, they sit around and they just pull numbers out of the sky and add additional zeros to the electronic ledgers and, hey, we need $1 trillion. Well, sure, just add it to the ledger and we'll pump it into the economy and we'll continue to steal the wealth of the American people. You know, prior to the Federal Reserve in 1913, a dollar then was worth a lot more than a dollar today. And again, I think these are details and facts that are simply unknown to the average American, and these are the details that we need to educate people on a massive scale, because the more people that are aware of what the Federal Reserve is and its history, the more we're prepared to, again, put these guys' feet to the fire and demand the abolishment of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, by the way, I feel the same way about the IRS and some of the things that certainly that we've seen over the last couple of decades with the IRS.
Well, the IRS is yet another example of an agency that doesn't have constitutional authority to tax our income. There are numerous videos on YouTube that the American people can watch and be educated from. There are just tons of videos from former IRS tax agents that are telling the American people in black and white, the IRS does not have the constitutional authority to directly tax your wages. But yet we submit to this system because of what we've been told all of our lives. And the unfortunate thing is that due to social conditioning, we've been born into a society that enslaves us to imaginary debt and taxes.
Oh, so well said. The book is Stick It to the Man. As Ronald said, it's out all over the place. Pick up a copy. Educate yourself. Ronald, thanks so much for coming on. We'd love to have you on again sometime.
Thank you so much, and I would enjoy the opportunity.
All right, Ronald Lewis. And again, he makes a lot of sense with what he's saying in talking about the Federal Reserve. I agree with him because we see now what's happened, and especially Tim Geithner as the Treasury Secretary, huge disappointment that he became appointed of that position and was approved, obviously, and we see what Tim Geithner's been able to do, come up basically with a big fat zero in so many of these financial problems that we are having. Oh, we got odds and ends on the flip side. 800-259-5791.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people.
In odds and ends, in this hour of America Tonight, Claudette definitely brought the rain, but petered out. That's the good news. Didn't turn into a hurricane. The bad news is Hurricane Bill is churning over the Atlantic Ocean, winds 90 miles an hour, and still far from shore, okay, but with a chance to gain enough momentum to hit the Atlantic coastline as a hurricane, so keep your fingers crossed. It was the, you know, Claudette was the first tropical storm, as we were talking about on our last America Tonight, when it crashed into the panhandle. But then it was downgraded, and, you know, by early in the morning as it was passing over Alabama, you had to carry your umbrella, but you could at least hold that umbrella, and you weren't flying around like Mary Poppins. Hurricane Bill, if it's where it is now, and it was to do the same thing, oh, you better hope you are out of the way of this sucker. And it is ugly looking with lots of red in the middle of it. Flash flood watches were in effect for Claudette. It would be like a tsunami for Bill, the way that it's gaining this momentum. However, will it peter out is my best description. When you, as somebody who did the weather for 2 weeks, once in their life, you watch to see as it starts to come around whether or not you get some of that warm air that will, you know, that will hit into that mass that is as a storm that develops and churns and gets closer to the coastline. So it is threatening. It barely grazed, they say, the west side of Bermuda. And that's the way it's looking, too. It's happening. And it could hit the east coast, perhaps. Perhaps. But I'm cautious about that. I hope it doesn't happen. And we know that these storms sometimes veer off. But when you talk about 90-mile-an-hour winds, or even worse than that, that's pretty tough. I mean, that's when you just you have to get out. So Bill was a Category 1 storm, according to the Hurricane Center, but it could become major if those winds top, you know, 111 miles an hour, whatever. We'll keep you abreast of what's happening. And there's even another storm developing, although that's kind of being downgraded. Anna, a tropical storm. They're going to use up all those names. Remember I said the hurricanes, they always release the list, and you look at the list. I think we probably even talked about some of the names maybe 4 months ago for fun. But it's not so fun when it actually becomes the hurricane and slams into your neck of the woods. So lucky for the people in the panhandle. We were just talking about some rain in Alabama, and that's it. And that was all she wrote. This is made me so hot under the collar that I'm going to throw it into odds and ends. You talk about saying a prayer at a luncheon and then the possibility, because you said the prayer at a luncheon, that you might go to prison. Now, do I think it'll actually really happen that, you know, you get a 6-month prison term? I hope not. But naturally, the ACLU jumped all over this. It happened in Florida. There's two school administrators. They're facing contempt charges and maybe, you know, 6 months or so in the slammer for saying a prayer at a school luncheon. Yeah. They got this non-jury trial that happens the second week in September. And because the way the statute is written with what they would be charged with, they could have a penalty of the 6 months or something else, some kind of probation. Here's the story. The principal of Pace High School and the athletic director, Frank Lay is the principal. The athletic director is a guy named Robert Freeman. They were accused of violating a decree banning employees of Santa Rosa County from endorsing religion. So what they did was, I'm sure they didn't think about it, because what happened was they said a prayer. They led a prayer at a school event. So it wasn't something they normally did. They were talking about the luncheon was a luncheon for the dedication of a new field house at the high school. And then there was this request, hey, let's just say this little prayer. So they said this prayer, but it was a school event. I'm sure this is what happened. They didn't think about it. They weren't thinking, oh, we're pushing religion. They were thinking, wow, we're breaking ground. This is happening. This is exciting. Let's say a quick prayer. And pretty much from the description I heard, that's exactly what they did. You had booster club members, you had adults who helped in the project, and they were all there for this, and everybody said it was fine. Somebody ratted them out, though. Somebody had to have complained and called the ACLU, so there was at least one or two people that weren't happy about it. I mean, what a sad day when you are criminally prosecuted for a one-time prayer thing over a dedication of a meal for a field house. I mean, does anyone else find that completely outrageous and completely ridiculous? I mean, we talk about the First Amendment, and to try to bring down these two school officials for this simple prayer, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I mean, they weren't pumping the Bible. They weren't handing out leaflets. They weren't doing anything to push someone towards some type of religion. It was just a quick prayer. You know, and I always stand by this. If for some reason you were offended by it, you just don't participate. Is it that hard? Because it wasn't over the top. From everything that I read about this, it was not a prayer session. It wasn't over the top like you were at some religious sermon. It was just offered up lightly. Like, wow, we got this field house. Hey, let's say a quick prayer. Or I'm going to say a quick prayer, quick blessing. And I venture to say, even some agnostics or atheists, in the crowd have been at tables where someone says, oh, let's bless the food. But they're not pushing you on Bible verses or telling you that you need to go to church more or whatever. So naturally, the ACLU gets involved. And they even say, oh, geez, we didn't really want anyone to, we didn't request the criminal contempt charges against these two. We didn't really want to see them go to prison. Well, what did you want to see? You stuck your nose into it, and now it's become a bigger event. It's stupid. Very stupid. So what they're saying is we're just trying to make sure that school employees comply with the court order. I know exactly what happened here. They weren't thinking, because I could see myself doing this. You're an athletic guy. You're an athletic teacher. You're excited, da-da-da-da-da. You're there at this field house dedication luncheon thing, whatever. You're just not thinking, because you're not thinking in your head, oh, yes, in that employee handbook filled with all kinds of things, we cannot push religion. You're not thinking, oh, this is a dedication. I mean, you're just not thinking that, okay, I can say this prayer. Of course, that's what happened. And if they were pushing religion, if they were pushing advocating a certain religion, well, that's a whole different thing. But, of course, that wasn't what it was at all. It was literally a 30-second prayer, a 30-second prayer. So what is the moral of the story in all of this? What is it? That you keep talking about the freedoms that we have in this country, and you keep talking about embracing differences, and then you accidentally say a prayer and you're not thinking you're violating anything. By the way, the school, just so you can picture it in your mind, is about 10 miles north of Pensacola, right where Claudette was bearing down. So we'll ultimately follow this story, and I'm going to see if I can get one of these two. I don't know that their lawyers will let them comment. Maybe we'll get one of the lawyers on, but see if I can have one of them come on the air and talk about it. But let's hope that the judge is level-headed about it, and is whatever happens when they appear before the judge, that they don't get that jail time, because I think that would be a crying shame, and that would be a waste of taxpayers' money. Because once again, you take these two guys, and what would you do to their careers? Of course, you would kill them. You take these two men and you put them in jail for 6 months. You got, you're feeding them, you're housing them over what? Over that? No, that would be dead wrong. And hopefully that does not happen. They do not go to jail to be made a spectacle of. And that's exactly what would happen. And trust me, if that were to happen, I think that Pace High School would have more protests than they could possibly handle. That's my last word on that. You know what they say? Give me liberty or give me death.
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.